I want to thank y'all for coming back to another episode of These Fools. We got the gang in the building.
Not the Savage. Not the whole gang for long, though.
Savage, how you doing tonight, sir?
What's up, man?
I know you lie.
Miss Mirage?
He be treating us like some redhead stepchildren.
Weak ass bitch.
What's up, guys?
Pussy was a one star.
I'm talking about.
Pussy was a one star.
When the durag and hoodie combination is upon a nigga, it's time to get some pussy.
Yeah. Oh, durag and hoodie.
Because when I came in here, I had a durag on. That nigga, yeah, nigga
he knew what time it was. He already
knew what time it was.
That's Zen Master. Hello, Zenobian Warrior. What she said, Zenny Kravitz one time? That was a good one. You ain't the Zen Master? Son, for the life of me, I will never forget that line. Zen all over me.
My nigga, what's up with you today?
What you mean?
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm good, bro.
You good?
I'm good. A little sleepy. All
right.
Sleeping, you know.
I'm
bit tired. We'll go kind of early. I wholeheartedly agree.
Y'all ever ate a butterfly pussy?
Wait. Not necessarily.
Oh,
accident.
Sir?
Butterflies? Well, I'm sure they do.
Yeah, they get
pregnant. I mean, I'm sure they do because there's more butterflies running around here. But...
Oh, Lord Jesus.
There's more butterflies running around?
I don't.
Not like me.
Butterflies don't. They have sex?
You go ahead with Googling this shit. We going to be on our phone.
I'm just saying. Think about how.
Butterflies,
it's caterpillars.
You ever
seen how
seahorses?
Yeah, they just.
They
call
it
the compass. Yeah, just,
I like that.
But
not the men get pregnant.
Yeah, seahorses don't fuck. It's like
mm-hmm.
What
they
call it? Asexual?
Some shit like that. Mm-hmm.
It's
a
shit.
You
know, I forgot the name of it. They skeet
on each other.
God damn.
That nigga looked over here. What the
fuck? We need a science class.
What the fuck is that?
I thought they fucked each other.
Oh, bro.
Nah.
And they just skeeted on each other.
I'm trying to think what it's something that could change his gender.
We need a science class.
Kris Jenner.
You know what?
They said his ass gonna test about the Megan Thee Stallion too. I said
that's,
the
whole that's not Kris.
That's gonna be some wild shit.
That's Caitlyn. Kris is the mama.
And I'm over here green. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You look like the nigga would be fucking Kris.
Hell no, my boy.
Corey
God
Devin
would fuck Kris Jenner.
He would.
I would.
He would fuck Kris Jenner.
I dig it, Kris Jenner. Drake did.
Ain't mad
at him. Shit,
I mean, for her age, she's pretty. She's very pretty.
Fuck all that pretty shit.
I don't discriminate. But,
she ain't gotta be pretty.
Hey, welcome back, man.
You done with your...
Look at that new side the nigga just threw up. That shit was looking nervous.
Tell him, look, I showed up.
Oh, my God.
Tell him, look, I showed up. Pull your titties out.
Oh, my God.
What you talking about, man?
Put your titties on live. I'll give you $1,000.
What y'all talking about, man? I don't know.
Put your pussy lips on live.
Man, we were just having a casual conversation.
Shout out to Boosie.
Somebody said you would fuck Caitlyn Jenner.
Hell no. The fuck?
Say hell no. The fuck?
You sure?
Why would y'all even say I would do it? Like, why?
What you mean, why?
I would give up that vibe. I would do some shit like that. Hey. And how I feel about fucking...
Well, sir, you give up that vibe.
The hoodie y'all
doing that combo, dude.
Okay, so have y'all ever seen a transgender person?
No.
And said they was fine before you knew that they were transgender?
Would that make you gay?
I think it would.
Okay.
So I mean, if you don't know, because my thing is, if you don't know,
it's not fair.
Because if you have seen,
it's not fair.
I've seen some pictures of some dudes who became women. I'm like, that's why you gotta kill everybody.
Yeah.
If I find out that you was that, I'm going to kill you.
Because you know what country has some of the most beautiful transgender women I have ever seen in my life.
What's that place?
The Philippines.
Philippines, yeah.
Ooh,
they said
shit.
That's why
the white
house is
Taiwan.
This them trans. She got a full dick.
Yeah, the dick is stuff.
What that is,
the hangover.
There you go. Hangover 4 and 3. That shit fucked me up, bro.
I scratch my load until you scratch your load on the floor.
Oh my god!
So we talking about sexy transgenders now? That's the topic we bring up right now.
Somebody
would,
said,
"Would you fuck a transgender?"
That's what somebody said about you, man.
Would you?
I'm not fucking no tranny.
Why not?
What you mean? Why not?
What do you know?
Pussy only, my boy.
They can make it a pussy.
I don't want no made pussy.
You're supposed to say tranny.
What you supposed to say?
Transgender person.
A nigga that was a bitch. A bitch that was a nigga.
Yeah, you be the reason why we get kicked, put out.
Ass fuck.
You can't post this shit at all.
Bro. Oh my god, world too soft, bro.
Jay, you fucking one.
Here he go with these wild ass situations.
So,
like we were supposed to see. Now he's gonna put you.
You know what?
a crazy ass perspective. You gonna have to fuck the training now. Watch.
No, I'm just saying though. Like, say you do fuck one, and you didn't like Mariah said, and you didn't know until you go to like. Hold on, wait a minute. And you go to like her, he.
I mean, whatever pronoun that they, yeah.
You go to like the high school, well, 20 year reunion shit. You walk in and stuff, like, oh, that's
the quarterback.
That's the star quarterback right there.
Man, that's your McDonald's, man.
You look like, what?
Bro. Oh, so you with them?
You're like, you with them. You with them.
It can't happen.
Well, what you gonna do though?
Did she say your name was Quan? I thought you was a Cornelia.
I mean, we do have a schoolmate that is transgender.
We do, yeah, we do.
We do?
You know,
in 06.
Yeah.
It can't happen.
Shout out to her, because, baby, she is doing things in this motherfucker. I'm talking about this nigga best friends with the bitch from Post.
I see.
Like, she got celebrity friends in real life.
I'm about to show them. I'm sure.
Yeah, she got.
I'm lost. I you really know don't fucking know.
You do. But keep going, though.
I don't see how you can have sex with transgender.
And not know.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like them, they don't get their feet and hands changed, do they?
Man, bro, that shit is crazy.
What irritates me about Caitlyn Jenner
got calluses on
is the fact
is
the fact that she is a woman now, but she still sounds like this. Bitch.
Now, I ain't gonna lie, some of these trainers be changing their transgenders. Be changing their voice up.
Hormones do that. Any hormone you take, you can have a hormone that you take that lightens your voice. You can have a hormone that you take that deepens your voice. Wow.
I'm down, bro.
What the, I'm about to show you a picture. I'm about to
show
you a picture.
You had seen what she used to look like.
I'm about to show a picture of her. What they used to look like in high school.
But that was
that's a dude? Down.
Yeah, you know him. Or whatever.
Her.
What's the school with
that's
the dude?
That's a dude.
Her.
With her.
I don't know. I don't.
Man, get him.
I don't know.
I'm about to show the picture.
There, get, bro. I don't know her.
That's watch a this. Dude.
I had no clue.
You been rapping ass. I'm about to some joints, my nigga.
Hell no, bro.
What size you up?
My girl is doing big things.
Bring you some James.
That shit's so wild.
She been woke.
We're crazy, bro.
My boss said, that's a dude.
you gonna keep repeating it.
I'm telling you.
You would have known it was a dude when she got to rubbing her fingers on your waist and the bitch was too heavy. She rubbed.
Shit, nah.
Yeah, so baby.
You know
what I'm saying. Nah, bro.
She
chose you doing sex and I'm gonna knock your fucking head off. Hey!
Oh,
you got bruises on.
What's that?
Is niggas getting choked during sex though?
No.
What is that?
Like these niggas getting choked during sex. Yeah.
You won't be choked during sex.
I don't want to. The bitch do it though. They didn't try me.
What?
Was ride my dick and then grab me by the throat. You ain't
what?
No.
What?
Happened to be, fool.
No.
Happened to be. With her hands, I was laughing. I got
he was laughing.
Because it was choking me. I was like, what you doing? I grabbed him by the
wrist. What you doing? You were supposed to choke that bitch.
I'm a bruiser. These big meaty motherfuckers gonna hurt you. This nigga went down like the hole.
Cause he,
I'm really shocked. Like I'm really fucking shocked.
He said, "Cause he
watch."
Jesus Christ. Like, I don't want to see another picture be like, that nigga! Yo.
You ain't know it was a nigga at first.
You won't. You looking at the pictures, you wouldn't.
Because that Facebook can get you, man.
Okay. I had a homie do that one time. I had followed thick ass bitch. You know what I'm saying? You know, Facebook tell you who you follow, right? So my homeboy instantly inboxed me. He like, hey, read the fire print.
So I'm like, ah, not the fire print.
I'm like, no, what the fuck you talking about? That nigga say, nigga, read the fire print. Go back to the profile. So I go to the profile. And it says some shit like, world's finest stripper that used to be a man.
No.
Hey, man. You don't
unfollow. You know what I'm saying to me?
Oh.
Hurry up and unfollow.
I don't judge, bro.
That shit was crazy.
I don't judge you. Do your
thing. I personally could not date a transgender person because there are certain things that I enjoy about the male anatomy and sex that just cannot be done with a transgender man. Because for one, you got to hand pump your dick up.
What?
Yeah.
They got to do what?
Yes, like when they get surgical. Like when they transition surgically, you know, as you used to be a woman, so you cannot, like, not scientifically, you cannot naturally.
This where we need cameras, because
so they gotta jack off.
We really need to have cameras right here, because I think the look on both of our face would have explained it all.
You because
you hand pump,
because man. They used to be a man.
They got you fucking shake buttons.
You cannot naturally. You can't naturally achieve an erection. So what happens is,
how do you know this?
When they make your penis, they put like a little, it's almost like a bicycle pump or whatever, but they put it in the testicle. So basically they gotta say that.
And it should be,
she said a bicycle pump.
All niggas dealing with ED, they just gonna go get the big pump.
Oh my God.
There are men that have that too. Just like they got surgery as well, nigga. You got the television.
Hey, squeeze my balls.
That's funny. Yeah.
That nigga walking that bitch. I want you to pump me up. The little giant. I want to pump you up.
Yeah,
well,
I just can't. Cool,
I can't find it, but it's
crazy. Yeah, I couldn't do it because, I can't wait on you to pump your dick up.
Hey, listen. I might go. City boys!
Oh,
up another 1,000 points.
Somebody
sick. Who is your son sick? Don't you wish that on your kids?
No, he's
just
a
cat.
Did Poise is sick? And that's what it is.
No, man, I'm not doing that. I'm just going home to go down.
Sweet Poise.
He ain't finna. I gotta
go to work in the morning.
Sweet Poise too.
That's a beautiful thing.
There's a tornado coming, so I gotta get it.
Oh, you finna fuck
the tornado watch ended at 9.
Did it?
Thank you.
Still coming. He telling you what he finna do.
My nigga looked at
he telling you what he finna do.
That nigga looked at the wall. Oh, shit.
He telling you what he finna do.
All right, man. Be safe, G. Hit me up. Send me your location if need be, man. You know.
Please.
Don't send me your location.
Nigga.
My boy be coming through for me, though.
Don't say I'll be gone.
Even though you do some hoe ass shit.
I've been getting good, you bro. Breakfast though, my nigga. I get you breakfast though.
Nigga.
Why not get you breakfast?
What you got me for breakfast? Tell me.
Some hash brown.
That nigga said some hash brown. This nigga gave me the hash brown out the entire meal. He was like, I was going to give it to the kids, but here you go.
Oh,
no.
My God.
Here you go.
This is the craziest shit
because I told the nigga like 7 times I don't want no hash brown. By the time we got to the park from the parking lot to the red light, like 5 minutes up the road, you sure you don't want this hash brown? I'm like, fuck, give me the goddamn hash brown, nigga. Shit.
I was looking out for my boy though. He came through. It was early in the morning. I was like, man, somebody got me. He came through for me. So I had to make sure you know.
Follow the fuck.
Make sure he was straight.
I
gotta
feed
my boy. You know, I
appreciate you. Niggas is a danger. You need a grand slam in this bitch.
Yeah, so
I appreciate you.
Hash brown.
I appreciate you.
I know Keisha because she's a fuck.
It was the look on her face. Oh, and you got to explain it to her.
I was praying, please pick up the phone. Please.
Such and such is stranded in such and such. I need to go pick him up.
I was like, please
pick up the phone. It's 6 a.m.
Pick up the phone.
I'll be right back, baby. She looking at me like, dude, who the fuck you think I am? See, this him calling. You want me to call him back so you can see this is no.
My God. I was blessed, man. Like,
oh. So that right there, and see, this will let you know I still got trust issues because what? You would have left out the door, but I was like, FaceTime me when you get there. I want to see that black. Because I would cuss you out.
She would have cussed them out because I was going to FaceTime. So if she would have said, call me when you get there. All right. I'd be like, Randy, stay right here. Lean against that window right there. See, baby? It's his black ass.
I was going to take that because I need a ride. Okay. I won't take all types of name calls you're gonna do.
I won't even put you in that situation, my
all types of stuff. I need that ride.
Who did it? FaceTime.
You wildin'.
Come on, man. FaceTime right now until I put her titties on live.
I don't do that.
You put the titties on live. You ain't like Savage. Savage would have did it.
Ain't disrespectful like that, man.
You ain't disrespectful like what?
Man, I'm a good, bitch,
kind-hearted, young man. If a bitch send you some titties and you ain't gonna show your friend,
hey, I'm showing everybody this shit. I'm showing the whole group. Everybody needs to see this greatness, bro. Like, you see this?
You ever got sent some disappointing news?
Oh my God, I have too.
Recently,
not recently. This was a long time ago.
Like, what's disappointing to you? Like just the body or just
the whole thing, bro.
Bro, it could be the cat.
No, like, bro.
The cat with deranged.
Not deranged.
It could be the titties.
You ever had
like some... if you know you got flappy titties or something like that or some wild know. Liquor titties.
You know, set them up some.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Set them up or something. Oil them up. If you know you got some ass.
Yeah. Like this. Like,
she got the chicken wing on the titties.
Oh,
how to be. Outside. Her titties in resting bitch face.
Did you forget the, chicken
wire. East and west from each other. Oh, baby. Don't send me no picture.
One
like
titty in the tank top.
I appreciate you. I appreciate
by her navel.
You ever got a horrible video?
Yes.
I ain't never got no horrible video. Bro.
Oh, that's terrible.
I got a horrible video.
Like the pictures the motherfucker sent that time. And then it was like she was doing like exotic dancer shit. Like the news is already trash, right? But the bitch was doing shit like she got her leg, like, you know, she was flexible, but the news was so trash, it was like, put your leg down, bitch.
What they're trash for was the genitalia trash, or
it was just like the body, bro. Because like, the motherfucker was pretty. I'll give it that.
Yeah, one that they can't twerk for shit, you just like, you just sit there like, yeah,
wow. Dog. Man. I was looking at this
like,
shit
but
like,
who is I'm telling you something.
Nothing but back. Like,
what you mean?
It's a lot of females like, that don't know, the females that don't know how to twerk, like the dance.
I ain't never twerk on FaceTime with nobody.
Probably.
Maybe know how to twerk.
No.
If you know how to
they're
twerk,
they're the ones who don't know how to, that do know how to twerk.
It'd be the business with big boot. Some of them big booties don't know how to fuck. So you catch you one that do though, my boy. Have you ever heard a bitch that fuck you back on the bottom? Them bitches is the devil. Them bitches is the devil.
But she ain't doing nothing.
Hold on.
Let's do it now. Then you said that.
Yeah,
she
I thought
ain't
he
doing
did.
Nothing. Like,
wow.
she would just shake her booty like
this. This nigga here. I
didn't want people to realize.
I hate this nigga. I hate
I'm not
going to
say
nigga.
What I want. Because
we. Can we go?
I was about to say, wait.
You said that in the chat.
I hate this nigga, bro.
That's what I said. I seen this.
Yeah, you sent this to us.
That's not twerking, though.
Oh. Yeah, ass is like Captain America shield.
I want you to peek this side right here.
Sir!
You said peek this
side. Peek that side right
there. Wait.
Okay,
right there. You see the side right there? In the background.
The flame.
Said it look okay right there.
Wait, hold on! Is that a child?
Yeah, you sent this stuff before.
That's what I'm trying to say, like.
That's funny.
Is that a child?
Yeah, that's a baby. Oh. That nigga so used to his mama getting ratchet, is it?
Oh,
she ratchet?
Mama throwing ass on the. Can I get some cereal?
Yeah, he on the game.
Yeah, so. No, thanks. I'm not.
Shout out to Seriously, him. I was like, you know, your child.
But I'm not finna twerk in no fucking FaceTime video, nigga.
Why not? What's wrong with it?
Why not? Like,
if you wanna see me dance, nigga, take me dancing. That's how that works.
Do people go dancing? Like where they go?
Nigga, they go to the club.
What club you go for dancing?
Who wanna take them? Charles be out there dancing like Wednesday off cutting up a rug out here.
I'm saying, where you going to dance at though? Fuck, nigga, free. Come back and
see him dancing.
You can't go
on the head like this. I said, oh, this little motherfucker. Hell yeah.
But most of these clubs, Wednesday. If they ain't older than 30, these niggas shooting this shit.
You right.
You go to the open
Check
club.
Your
to the
door.
That's what I'm saying.
Ain't nobody checking them niggas. Scared to be scared half the time.
Oh, that's little something. He got that thing on him.
What's up, TJ? You good? How your mama in there?
Well, nigga show up with Black Forces.
Take me out of town. So
come on,
boy, do that.
Nigga show up with the Black Forces. Hey, no one about to talk.
Goddamn, so much dick. Come on, put the lip on. What's your favorite music? What you used to listen to back in the gap? I used to listen to it. Turn this shit on.
See?
Pop.
Young dude, they'll fight you for anything, my boy. You say what's up to them.
The bitches that know how to twerk like to put on the show, though.
Yeah, they do.
I used to have a few that used to want to just put on the show before it go down.
And then get in the bed.
My pussy still fire.
Pussy fire,
she want to give you a lap down. She want to show you that she twerk that ass. All right, man.
Stay safe. No condoms.
Right, that nigga got one condom.
Just for show, buddy.
You feel me?
I got protection.
He got.
Really
he got close. One condom, but he got like 82 pieces of noodle paper wrapped up, just wrapped up in his wallet, so he can.
Right, so he act like he's taking everything. Oh, I got a condom.
He got noodle paper packets. And he done got all the seasoning out the bottom left corner.
What type of condom is that? I need to get that. Yeah, that's
That lamb scare. You know, I'm a booty call.
Like you ain't had
nothing
at all. Oh, yeah.
He probably be lying to bitches. Yeah, I got sponsored by Lambskin Condom, so, you know, I got like a lifetime supply.
Fantastic for a Visit Woman condom.
Yeah, I put this condom on before I got here. You know what I'm saying? Black Dynamite. I threw that shit before I got him in the room.
Put this on before I got in the room, baby.
It came a part of my dick.
Nasty. I was thinking about that. What if they make a contraception like Germax? You could just spray it with it, like wipe on your dick.
Nigga.
What?
You got Germax condom, you just. Yeah. Automatic protection.
I'm sure it's possible. Hell, they got shit you can squirt up your pussy.
Or you could just put a little dab of the dick hole.
So when it come
that,
out,
that sounds like it's gonna hurt.
Just die.
That sound like it's gonna hurt. You ought to invent that when you nut it, like a bubble plug and it catch all the same.
Bubble gum.
Or you put it on the tip of your dick. Yeah, literally, when you nut, the sperm dies.
Oh.
Like a spermicide.
That's wonderful.
I want the
think bubble. About that. Think about that,
I want
though.
The bubbles
you get like something that go over like the tip of your dick. And when you nut, like it passes through the little filter. Kill the sperm.
Killing too much.
What do you mean?
Nigga, you gotta, that
you gonna have to pull out the bitch because the bubble gonna blow up and no.
Cause once
you gonna pull out,
you gonna be the reason bitches die with the bubble in their pussy.
Cause once sperm hit the air, it's dead anyway.
Jay Tuck gonna have commercials like do commercials at 3 a.m.
Have you ever had sex with Jay Tuck? Did he nut in you with the bubble?
They gonna have you in a picture, you know, with your hands in your pocket looking to the sky.
Have you walk into the courtroom with hands.
You could be older Selman.
Yeah. $50. Damn,
if you or anyone you know
has
been diagnosed with mesothelioma due to semen bubbles being left in your vagina, call 1-800.
Fuck Jay Tucker. Jay Tucker must die.
That shit wild,
ooh,
boy.
Shit.
Whew.
Shit, see like that.
But I mean, it's not far out because, like I said, you do have like a foam literally that you can squirt up a pussy and it has spermicide in it.
Can you? All right, so just think about that. So this will lead into our new segment, you know, situations. You know what I'm saying? Let's talk situations. a nigga finna have sex with you, right? Mm-hmm. He butted booty ass nigga. Mm-hmm. Booty book ass nigga, right? Mm-hmm. And now he screwing that and putting that on his dick in front of you.
I'ma ask what that is.
Exactly! You don't know! Sir, what is that? I'm gonna be confused in the motherfucker.
So, with the situation thing, everybody is answering this question, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, I guess on the opposite side, you getting ready to have sex with a chick, and all of a sudden, her shit like a whipped cream came. She like just squirts her shit. Like,
did you put some shaving cream in your pussy? Like, that'll scare me. That'll scare the fuck out of me. I got to go.
But it is a real thing. That is actually a real thing.
I got to go. My mom just called. She had an avalanche in her backyard. You got to leave.
What?
Exactly. I got to fucking get out of here.
If a nigga ever told me I know he ain't never calling me ever again.
You done scared me. I'm probably not gonna call you no more. You up here, you got shaving cream. I don't know what you finna do. Especially if it's some shit you ain't never seen before. Think about new shit that you ain't never seen before. Somebody doing that shit for the first time in front of you.
It depends on
the shit. Imagine a bitch doing that shit and she got like a prosthetic leg or something.
Oh my God.
You don't know. You ain't never seen it.
How the fuck I don't see a prosthetic leg?
I'm gonna get you sucker. She just started taking shit off. She put the cream in and then pull her leg off and be like, come on. Come on.
I dealt in that field.
Wait. Let's back up.
Excuse me, what?
Yeah, I worked in
prosthetic leg field. Yeah. You used to deliver prosthetic.
Yeah.
Oh. Hello, girl.
What?
So you pulling up the people's doors like,
hey,
that's me, it's J-Tuck with prostheticlegs.com.
Prostheticlegs.com.
That's you, nigga. It wasn't medical.
United Medical.
United Medical.
It's a hospital.
All right. What? J-Tuck. We United Medical. I got your prosthetic leg. Then you pulling up and they like, put the leg to the door. You lift that bitch.
You had to put it on?
Tell them how to put it
on. Oh, I was like, what? Really? Wow.
That was cool. I met a lot of great older people.
Wow.
I can't envision it, bro.
I can't even.
You gotta have a personality.
Damn, so. Got to.
I don't.
You got to.
You got
it. I don't. Nah, man. Cause, you know, I had my days. I'm like that on the phone. You know what I'm saying?
Them old people change
your day. Nah, old people don't change my day. I don't give a fuck.
Meet them face to face.
Now, see, that probably would change my day because I love old people.
You're not listening to me. I get agitated real fucking fast, bro.
You can't. Because it's just like, that show you, like, it's the circle of life. Because they really like babies, like grown fucking babies.
You ain't listening to me. You ain't listening. Yeah, he ain't talking about you.
I'm talking about you.
No.
You got babies.
No. I got babies. They my babies.
If you got babies.
Hold on. I
being
get that.
Empathetic and wanting to deal with them, that's too different.
I get that, but like, I'm human, G. I'm telling you, I have my days. Like, even on the phone, you know what I'm saying? It could be an old motherfucker that can't just fix it. All they got to do is turn their box on, right?
On the phone, it's different.
On the phone, it's not
fucking different. It's very different. On the phone, it's very different. Because I worked at United Medical, and I dealt with them over the phone and face-to-face. You know, old folks can't get shit over the phone.
Yes, they can. That's some simple shit. I'm telling you, I've been helping people for a long time, especially over the phone. I had a lady today call in. She said, my TV ain't worked in a week. It's been saying no signal. And then she's one of the old people that just tell me shit for no reason. So, you know, I'm like, yeah, I'll be happy to assist you with that. Yeah, and this happened, that happened, woo the woo. I went to feed my cat, came back, and shit was off. What? I didn't even know none of that. I'm like, is it on the correct input? It say HDMI 1.1. HDMI 1? No, HDMI 1.1. All right. I'm like, is your box on?
of course my box is on. I'm like, can you press Game Boy Power? Well, shit! The box came on.
Oh my God.
I'm so, I get it. I get it, but I hit it every day, all day. Every day, all day.
If you was in a face, it'd be different.
I feel, I understand the positivity that you're trying to give off.
Nothing positive.
It is. You're just trying to give off positive vibes. Clearly, you are. What the fuck? What vibe are you trying to get off?
If you do it on the phone, it'll be easier for you to do it face to face.
I don't wish customer service face to face to nobody. Cause my facial expressions is what's gonna fuck me up.
Fuckers don't care about your facial expressions.
People in general.
Old folks.
People is what I'm saying. Okay. I've done it on both sides. I've had that shit, bro.
What's wrong, Charlie?
I'm telling you, I done worked the cash register.
Would not recommend.
You work cash? I did too.
Dog. This particular store, this lady came in, and I'll never forget this one particular day. She rung up $135 worth of school supplies, right? $135. Everybody knows with coupons, you scan that coupon first. So, I'm telling her a total. She's like, oh, I got a $10 off $25. Like that's what I'm telling you. The manager immediately came out the back, like, hey, you know what I'm saying? But before she did that, I'm like, well, ma'am, you know, you gotta scan that first. So she's like, oh, well, you can take this off and then do it again. Bitch, what? Take what off? You know how much school supplies you got to buy to, like,
what's your master?
She did it, because, you know what I'm saying, immediately when she was telling me that, I was looking at her like, you got me fucked up. I'm not going to take all this shit off for $10 off. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to that woman.
I had one today. I had just had to go and tell her. Normally, I'm nice about it, but it just wasn't in me today. She was like, I'm just wanting to know why I can't make this payment online. I said, well, there is an option to make it online, but if it's not working for you, we do have other options for you to make your payment. I'm just not understanding why I can't make it online. Because now she had a late fee attached to her payment. I said, well, ma'am, I don't mean any harm, but because online is not working for you and there are three other options that you can do to make your payment, if I take that to my manager, she is not going to care about that excuse of why you couldn't make your payment.
It's a lot of people on that phone.
She was like, I didn't get off work till 6. I said, do you have 15-minute breaks, ma'am? Do you have a lunch break, ma'am? She said, no, I understand. I'm a very bright woman. And I want to say, obviously not. But, you know, you can't say shit like that without getting fired.
Right. It's a lot of people I be wanting to say.
So she was like, do you have a manager I can speak to? That's my favorite phrase on earth. Do you have a manager I can speak to? Yes. And she told you the exact same thing, you stupid bitch.
That's all supervisors going to do. They might make it a tad bit easier. Oh, you want this credit?
And then she didn't like what my manager said. So then she wanted to speak to my area manager. Look,
when them people do that, they be calling in. The main thing that gets me is people that call in for help that do not want help. You got all the answers. And I be just sitting back. You know what I'm saying? Me, I'm going to mute you. I'm going to let you get all that shit out. And I call it nice nasty, because I'm going to be nice as fuck, but I'm going to be rude as fuck. You done did all that shit and got your whole story out. I'm just calling, hey, and you said your name was? There you go. Like the color you got on, is that new right now? What is
that? She asked for my manager after I said, so the amount to bring your account currently is two. Do you have a man? Sure.
I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. Y'all match? I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. Anyway, that shit over the phone, bro. I'm telling you.
What you talking about? Us matching or what you talking about?
All of it.
Fuck it.
All of it. The customers, the matching color, and all of it.
Fuck you.
Oh my God.
And we got three.
That's cool, bro.
What made the shit even worse is I got the bitch back on the phone again.
Yo.
Because she had to call and make her payment, and how our title loans work is if there are two people on the title, then both of y'all got to be on that damn loan. So
how our shit work is if you call me first and I get you,
You've been waiting on it. If you call me first and I get you, and then you hang up and call back and I'm not on the phone, you automatically come back to me. That shit is terrible.
Yeah, I had a, and then she had her nigga on the phone, and he was already upset.
I hate them niggas too.
He was like, man, I had to be on the phone for this. I was like, well, you didn't really have to be on the phone. You just had to be by your email.
Yeah.
He's like, come on, man. You got to get this right. You can't find the email. Like, they was literally arguing back and forth while I'm trying to take their payment. I'm like,
that's one thing with older
people. Get y'all issues together first, then call me the fuck back.
Them motherfuckers don't care what the fuck they say. And them arguing with each other, the husband be on the wife like 10 times out of 10. Like,
oh, yeah.
If the TV's not working in one of them, other people cook.
Definitely.
Bro, I'm talking about he cussing her out. What the? Get the fuck. God damn. She get on the phone. Can y'all fix it? I don't want to go through this anymore. God damn. He did everything but beat your ass enough for the television. But that's all they got, though. So I understand. You think I'm playing. I done had somebody call in. Y'all took this off the air. They got such and such seasons. And I'm like, nigga, what? I don't think people understand that, you know, your cable company does not control what shows on your television, you know?
My boy said y'all took Gunsmoke off TV. Y'all took MASH off. It was three seasons left. I've been watching this every year.
Y'all playing, bro. I'm telling you. Motherfuckers calling man about the Weather Channel. And this is how I get all my news. I ain't seen my news in a couple days.
That's not my problem.
Bro, motherfuckers be calling in and it'd be like just a major shit just happened, you know what I'm saying? Fucking tornado or ice storm just hit. Yeah, I know we just had a storm, but my shit out. You know you just had a storm with your shit out?
Right.
You ain't put two and two together with that? Well, the storm passed. Nigga, it's been 5 minutes. It's freezing fucking cold. The roads and shit blocked off. How we gonna fix it?
Oh my god.
I've been through what, two of them? Two, three?
Nigga. I got a DVD player that's never been opened up in my closet that's for good. That very fucking reason.
Antenna. And what's crazy is that.
To watch?
Yeah, yes. Everybody's going to streaming. Like all the major cable companies, the near future is coming. The only shit thing with that is that if once that internet go down, that's a wrap.
That's why I got a DVD player.
You gotta have an
because
antenna.
During that
something.
Time, we ain't had no internet. And I thought I was going to have to choke both my mother.
It'd be my Xbox, though. Once our service go out, my Xbox has become the household DVD player. Nigga, one week, that week we had that tornado, I don't know if y'all remember that shit. I watched Jeepers Creepers like 92 times. Y'all, they gonna play it, bro. I watch Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs so motherfucking much.
I can't watch that shit without going to get sick.
What? How?
Sir.
How?
We used to fuck every time that movie came out.
Sir.
That was the movie we put on, so the kids would go sit down.
Sir.
I feel that on so many levels.
I got so many questions.
I feel that on something.
Because he fucking it up for me. Because my kids genuinely like Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. And we be.
But I guarantee you, if that was the only way they could sit down for you and Keisha to have sex.
Nah, y'all gotta get the fuck out of
here. You gonna watch Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 87
times. Shout out Keisha, man. Ooh.
If I was at your house,
chill. Shout out Keisha. God damn.
All I heard was Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
Flintlock Wood! Hey, you ready? You in that bitch.
All right, bro, I'm gone, man. What's up?
Yeah,
I'm out, bro.
Bro, that DVD there, and then we got the DVD where it's on both sides. So you got one on one side, two on the other. I think Keisha broke my Dark Knight DVD, that Batman. So the Batman DVD, it continuously play. It don't stop.
Yeah.
And like, you know, you hear the theme music maybe for like 5 minutes, then boom, automatic cut on. Power, not the power, but I think the internet was out. I think that shit played like 18 times one night. I ain't seen that bitch since, bro. I don't know what the fuck is it. I really think she threw it away.
That's out of the shit.
Yeah, what?
Me too, bro. I'm thinking about paying my truck off.
just going from there. I got some credit cards I need to pay too. I know somebody hooked you up, Joji. She hooked my shit up. My shit went up like 62 points. What's crazy is the more your credit card, your more your credit score go up, they're gonna send you all these offers for a lot of bullshit. I get offers every day that I've never seen in my life, and I feel like some of them be scams. They want you to do shit because your credit score high, but they want to check your shit, so they make it go down. I don't understand that process. So my credit is good enough for me to buy this, but you need to run my credit. That's gonna make my credit score lower. Like when you start the home buying process, by the time they finish with your shit, your credit score gonna go down. Buying a car, your credit score gonna go down. Mm-hmm. Like, am I tripping? Is that not the dumbest shit in the world? Nah, you tweaking.
I'll put something in my name. What I won't do ever again is put some shit in my name for somebody else. Nigga, never. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck if we married.
Really? Not for your significant other?
I've done it before. I married, fuck me over.
You what? Put some shit in your name? I had his girlfriend that did that shit.
That was the start of our demise too.
Like my thing is, I would have to be married, and we would have to be married for at least 5 years before I put my name on with his on any motherfucking name.
Damn. So I had a car that I bought on our wedding day. Before our wedding, because we ain't had a car. My car I had a car without a note, and I went and bought a car because that car broke like 2 weeks before our wedding. So I bought that. It was an ultimate. We bought that. My name, credit was good. She bought a car. I bought this car in probably beginning of February. She bought a car in March. I was like, at this time in my life, I was working a job. Well, both of us worked a job. She went to work at 7 and got off at 3. I worked from 7 to 5. Mm-hmm. So it was perfect. She went out of the car for no reason. Car ended up getting taken back. I was like, I'm not paying. That don't have nothing. That's pointless. If you're trying to get a crib,
right,
how are you going to do that? So I ain't paid nothing. They ended up getting taken back. My shit was like $200 a month. That shit was like 6-5. I'm like, how you do that? Then insurance was like 200.
No.
How you do that?
Hell no.
Then they having, what you call them shit? Callbacks on that vehicle. That was horrible. So, ended up we had one car for a while. And she's like, I want to go get a car. I do your thing. She had just got a tax. I'm like, I don't want you to get a tax. At the house straight. You know? I would like to take that money and let's go look for a house. Like, do your thing. You want to get a car? Get out of the car because we was working different shifts. I had a different job now. So like, you know, do your thing. One day, I'm finna go get a pistol. I'm finna go get a gun, a brand new gun. I look in my console in my car and I realize my license gone. I done made it all the way to Caldwell where the gun shop is. I got my home. I'm like, bro, I gotta go all the way to the house. I got my wallet. I'm like, it ain't no way. I call her. You see my license? Nah, I see the license. Right then, I knew she was lying. I'm like, what my license at, gang?
Oh, wow.
I ain't got it. It's probably at the crib. She pulled back up in her car. She had already got the car. And I was like, when she pulled up in the car, I'm like, who name this car in? It's in my name. We pulled up, man. My homie, grown, we ripped my car apart. She come, going to the car. I was in the house, but I seen her pull up. I'm running out, trying to catch her, putting it in there. She grabbed it. He ain't going right here. I'm like, come on, my nigga. You have my license. Then, I'm like, what name is car in, bro? Tell the truth. This is my name. What's up with your name? She called in your name. I thought it wasn't no problem for me. It wasn't no fucking problem. The problem was you was lying about it.
Yeah.
All right.
You stole my fucking license and went in. So we broke up. You gotta take that shit out of my put that shit out on the porch. You gotta take that shit out. Make sure you go get that out of my name. She went and got another car. People called her and told her, yeah, hey. I could fuck with y'all talking about. Don't put no other car in my name because y'all did that on some slick shit. Nice. What do you mean, sir? We called you. Y'all ain't called to talk to me. They did. And I was like, y'all ain't called to talk to me. Y'all called to talk to somebody else. I ain't never knew nothing about no car being my name. They was like, oh my God. Yeah, so she had to get this question cat in her mama name. I just found it out like a couple weeks ago. My mom was like, I know she ain't took that damn car with her to New York. That's my car. That's my name. Thankfully,
ain't got no credit. That shit crazy.
I had two cars in my name at the same time.
Damn,
me too. We, after that big ass flood happened, mm-hmm. me and my husband at the time lost our cars, both of us. This one.
Oh, you want to be rude.
It's so funny because, like, he hit people up and he ain't talked to you. Like, when the last time he ever talked to you?
I've never seen anything in my life.
Exactly. Yeah, so at the time, I had the best credit out of both of us because I had built my credit because at first, like, I was one of the people, my first car I ever had, I bought that bitch cash off the lot. So I still really didn't have no credit like that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So the credit I did have, I built that shit. So when we went to go get cars, I got my car. How it was supposed to happen was we were supposed to co-sign for each other as husband and wife. Like, your car is in your name. I'm just a co-signer. Whatever helps your credit situation. He was like, no, your name will have to be first on this car. And yeah.
That's wild.
I thought that his name was first on the car and actually mine was on. After we broke up, the car had gotten repossessed. Guess who they caught?
Some repossessions to fuck you over in a heartbeat.
Be the hate bro for me. Sir, we not friends. So it was like, guess who coming after me for this almost $9,000 you owe?
Because you got this shit. I'm telling you.
It really makes you not want to. The romantic in me and the longing for me to know, like, I know I just, after all the bullshit I've been through in relationships, I know I deserve a good nigga. But it's just like, because I'm really like, I'm like, God, it got to go up from here.
It make you question everything.
I'm like, Lord, it got to go up from here.
It make you question
this bitch. Like, I got, you know what I mean?
That's my thing. Right?
That shit gonna come out of nowhere, I'm telling you, bro.
That's my thing. Right? I got plenty of people that's genuine and that want to fuck with me.
But you questioning it.
I can't do it.
Them trust issues go deep.
It was the same fucking way with Shorty. Even right now, how she is with me right now, it's just real cool and smooth, but I know this shit can switch so fucking fast, bro. And it don't take nothing for shit to switch. It can switch from somebody being influenced by other people. It can switch from just some traumatic shit you done had happen to you in the past. Mm-hmm. And I don't want none of that energy. And I damn sure want to put that energy on nobody. Mm-hmm. Like, it's two beautiful females in my life right now that just want to be there. And I'll be like, I'm good.
I'm telling you,
that shit will
fucking
be
suffering.
For real.
I'll be suffering by myself, bro.
I'm telling you, I can't bring you up in my life. Like, this shit is going to pop out of nowhere from somewhere you least fucking expected, bro. I hear what you're saying, but I'm telling you.
I had a nigga I was interested in, and he seemed like he was just like the best thing since sliced bread. the nigga up and moved to Texas. I said, well, goddamn. Never fucking mind.
I'll tell your hey, bro, I want to fuck your wife.
Right. Like, no. Like, I'm gonna let y'all have it.
Don't tell that man that.
Please.
Call me, bro.
He. Let me tell you.
I'm gonna put my mouth on
the vagina. He gonna take offense to that right now because he ain't with him. if him and his woman was sitting together, he'd be like, "I'll do your thing, my nigga." He be trying to act like he don't care. Oh, because he like the braid. He do. Because, like, even if we're not together, like, he was like, oh, no. Nah. Like, he went on this, when he first joined his company or whatever, he was talking to one. He said, oh, yeah, my ex like bad. Like, I ain't, don't. And then they show him a picture, and they was looking like, oh, okay. Like, they probably was shocked. I ain't good. Never mind.
I don't mean it. Let me think. I want to fuck your butterfly, dog. Keep it up. The trust issues. It's just, oh, damn, it's raining hard. Yeah, I can't smoke and the phone. Ooh, that's gonna be amazing.
If y'all have any type of stress in y'all life and y'all not smoking marijuana, I just don't understand. What you doing with your life?
I just have an issue with myself.
No. Sometimes you need a little more. And baby, that THC is the way to go.
I don't smoke. I don't drink.
Oh, you definitely again.
To be honest, this hit for me though. Come here, fuck with y'all weirdos.
I appreciate
that. Oh, this is definitely an outlet for me because
it's gonna happen for y'all, and it's gonna be a weird ass.
People in relationships always.
Right, that's it.
It happened to me like that, bro. Because I'm telling you, after one of my past, I was so fucked up, G. And like I was the most selfish nigga that you could probably think of. It was Kyle and what the fuck Kyle wanted. How the fuck Kyle wanted.
He got stank on his
mic for
all the way. I don't like
it. Kyle is some food.
Probably some kids. But anyway, what the fuck Kyle wanted? If you weren't doing shit Kyle way, fuck it. Get the fuck on. What can you do for me? And it was just like, I think it was like three bitches that had, it was three women that had fucked me up, like back to back to back, bro. Like had me just in my fucking chest. And it was just like, shit, after that, I wouldn't say that. Hell no. but really was in my chest behind these three motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit, broke up with this one, started fucking with another one. She did some low down dirty shit. Don't fuck with another one. Find out she was low down dirty. So from then on, it was like, fuck it. And then I just ran into this motherfucker. You know, somebody like, hey, such and such wanna talk to you. You know, just wanna fuck with you on some shit. You know what I'm saying? Shit, shoot me on number. Dog, shot me on number. And the first time I go over here, me and this motherfucker stayed up all night talking. That ain't Kyle. That ain't Kyle. I'm trying to throw some dick. All night fucking talking, dude. You lying, bro. You tell me you talk to women all the time. So I look.
I'll stay up all night.
Dog, I'm talking about all fucking night.
You know how it had to go for me
to finish the
conversation?
It don't matter, though, G.
Dude, you just talking about some shit. Oh, you stayed up all night.
For real? That's what the fuck happened.
I'll give bitches numbers.
Mr. I don't get bitches, no. You out here licking bitches' brains and shit, but you don't get bitches' numbers. Don't worry about it. It's your world, man.
Whatever that means.
Because the
nigga know what it mean. He out
here. He know what the fuck it mean. Yes, he do.
I don't know. She gonna say yes, he do.
He definitely know what the fuck that shit is.
I don't know what it
means.
I ain't fucking with nobody.
My problem is, niggas don't want to lick my brain. They want to lick something else.
That's a fact.
No, nigga, I need you to lick both.
See? What the fuck is licking brain? How I'm licking brain? I thought that was eating coochie. Nah. How the fuck I'm y'all back on this,
Hey, brother, you ain't got to explain. It's your word.
Shit.
It's your word, my brother.
And we don't necessarily mean mind fucking in a bad way.
You wish what? You wish you was what? That's what you're in.
You do mind fucking.
You got to stay. You just don't even know.
If I'm mind fucking you, I'm going to put my dick
in. And the thing is, mind fucking doesn't necessarily mean a bad thing.
Yes,
it's a different mind fucking. Because you got the mind fuck manipulation, and then you have the person who is mentally stimulating to you.
That's what you say. Mentally stimulating. So that's what you're doing to the
bitches. Actually, because bitches be dumb, to be honest.
Wow.
Bitches be pretty dumb.
Wow.
Like, if you're a woman, right? And your foundation, not you, but I'm saying, if it's a woman, and your foundation to who you is at the moment is your body or your look, you can get mine.
Some of the main women that are fucking over a lot of men. That's fine. But those are a lot of the women that think, I'm pretty, I'm fine, I deserve this. My pussy good. I deserve that. And they're getting it nowadays.
And most of the time, they're supposed to be mid. They just fine.
Story time.
And they'll get mad at me. To be quite honest. The best quality about your vagina is the availability. Like, a nigga didn't want to jack off, so I came in here and dug this dick in your pussy.
And I'm going to tell you it's good, because
you're going to let me fuck.
Hold up.
I'll bust.
You say you're a busting nut off a bitch moan.
Not a cute moan. He said a cute moan.
A bitch got a cold moan and that pussy mediocre. I'll bust off. Don't have a cute face, a cute moan, and your pussy mediocre. All your cute face and moan, take it. I'm good.
I need the pussy to be A1 and the other stuff going A1, to
A1. It's a lot of not A1 pussy.
I'm sure.
It is.
It's a lot of A12s.
F12.
A lot of B6s.
Bitch, that flunked out.
I ain't never had no F. I ain't no cap.
You ain't never had no transfer.
I ain't never had no L. I had some mid.
Oh, you my know. God. Like a C
plus? I had some mid. But you was not...
C plus, C minus?
Hey, the
mid.
Thing with that is, though, G, is it's about the woman, too, though. If this motherfucker like you,
oh, yeah.
That pussy gonna be good.
I don't know.
If she like you, like she say she like you, that pussy gonna
be good. I ain't fucked nobody that didn't like me. Like in my life, a bitch just told me yesterday I was a 10, and it pissed me off. Like, bitch, hold on, you were out, right? I had sex with her before. I hope she don't listen to this. Pussy was a good C plus.
Gosh, wow.
Pussy was a good C plus, and like remember we was talking about last time I was talking to her, and. And she talking to me doing sex like the pussy, this pussy is the greatest sex ever. And I was just like, yeah. Doing
your thing. Niggas don't say that to no bitch. Please. When she fucking. Yeah.
Please don't. Please.
That's good. These niggas be crying.
Man.
I still be tweaked out, man. These niggas say that El Mono, man. I know that these people probably tired of us talking about that shit, but I can't wrap my mind around that, G. You know what the funny thing is that your picture of it is, you know what I'm saying, a nigga just, you know what I'm saying, doing all that.
So what is
it? You mean?
I ain't gonna ask you. Give me a nigga moan for you.
She ain't even gotta get no example.
No, though. I want her to give me an example now. You trying to hit
my moan.
Her moaning like a nigga ain't gonna turn
me. I was about to say no.
I hit you with
what I'm saying is the whole purpose of it is to stimulate
a good like a good starter moan for me for a man.
Starter.
That's new.
I mean, you done brought me in. You done brought me in the conversation. You done asked my opinion. Oh, yeah. A good starter moan for a nigga is the moan you do when you put a good piece of food in your mouth. Oh, I'm good at descriptions now.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Don't do none of that shit. Hell no. You sound like your name, Virgil.
That's that sugar daddy shit.
You sound like a nigga named Percy.
I've been waiting on this right here, baby.
Eugene.
Nigga start singing. D'Angelo.
I hit the whoa, like whoa, whoa, I hit that shit.
You would make me think something wrong when you say some shit like whoa, just like whoa, nigga.
Then I'll leave that face full.
But yeah, like when a nigga put a good piece of food in his mouth, he can do that.
That's a starter moan.
Okay, that's a starter moan.
What is the problem with you and moaning, dog?
I'm just not a moan. I never said it's a problem, bro. That's just not me. I'm a talker.
I got you.
That's what I wish more niggas would do.
I'm a talker.
Because it's a lot. Yes.
I damn this scene to you.
Please,
that's too much.
I'll hit
a note for you.
Make it up. You need to look at her when you say that shit.
Damn.
That sound like afterwards. You know what I'm saying? Shit, no, boy. You doing too much. Hell yeah. That's where the perception lies. That's where the perception lies.
That's what you sent us.
Look,
you said that shit too.
No, you said that shit.
And you said that I'll do that shit. I'll moan all in a bitch. Shit.
You scream.
That's why it's so funny because you like a nigga in there singing in soprano. You know what I'm saying? Straight falsetto hollering in that mouth.
Like a tray falsetto.
You mean? Baby.
My
voice don't even go that high, my nigga.
I just
talk to that motherfucker.
I'ma talk.
Talk to him on in that bitch face.
Don't say no shit like you doing your shit. Ooh, yeah. Don't do that. Don't tell me that. Excuse me, what?
None of my
sir, what did you just say?
I was looking angry at a bitch while she was doing
it. Like, nigga, I'm not your teammate. What the fuck?
You put in this.
We ain't basketball practice.
Yeah, you tweaking, bro.
No. The motor. All this shit. Oh, you got my.
Listen.
Oh, I'm sticking my kid in your
dish. Once that Forrest Whitaker eye start hitting, that's a wrap for me, dog. Once that eye gets boop, that bitch
get the roller.
Leg get the shaking. That's it, bro. I'm an avid shaker, my boy.
I could have made this song about you. Huh?
Shit, maybe. I might need to do the hip shake to the tip top. You know what I'm saying? The ticket top. And partner walking that bitch. What's up?
the nigga say, bitch, you pussy.
I was sending that shit to you, cuz.
The nigga say, man, you pussy.
Oh my God. But, bro, ain't nothing wrong. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit.
You should, bro.
None of that shit.
You know what?
Oh my God.
I guess I gotta get with a woman that, you know, bring that up out of me. Like,
for you,
good time, bro.
Niggas
be unknowing they shit to a lot of shit though. Like, I see that, like, just men, they frown upon a lot of shit and call it weak.
I don't call it weak.
Hey, I'm not saying you. I'm just saying.
I'm just putting it out there.
How society is, bro.
I don't call shit that I don't do. I'm just saying that.
That's real. I'm just saying that's.
Nah, a nigga dicking another nigga. That's,
you know, I completely agree. I'm not with that. That's some weak shit. That, not no
sexual. If, like, it's like
not against anyone's sexual preference
if
here.
A nigga like feet. I ain't gonna call that weird.
You don't like feet, G?
I love feet. Oh, right. But I know niggas that be like, oh, I can't touch feet. I can't. Nigga, she got her feet big. That bitch might. That pussy good.
Throw your dick on your her bike. Put your. All right.
What's your
concern
about your foot?
Not my feet. Throw the dick in her back. Put her foot in your mouth. Yeah.
That pussy gotta be good.
Hold them leg. Oh yeah, that's instant nuts.
One of the best experiences I ever had in life.
I'm fighting for my life.
You ever done it with a foot in your mouth?
Nah.
That's to be my first. You I'm in the trenches, man.
You are in the trenches, man. I'm in the trenches. This nigga gonna bite her toe out.
You too many in the trenches, my boy. I'm in the trenches,
bro. Too many feelings going through your body, girl.
Hey, that's when that fucking Ric Flair woo come out, man. Woo!
When you in that position, that's when you supposed to be punishing. You ain't supposed to be nothing like right now.
Back, bro. I'm pushing. It was one of the pretty face motherfuckers.
You supposed to start off with that. You was supposed to start off with that, G. It was no way you was supposed to be nothing while you were doing it.
That was the end.
Bitch,
it was
little. So I've been flipping
her
and cutting up all
if,
night.
If it was the end, y'all supposed to be nothing together on some shit, bro.
I don't know if she's nothing on that, bro. I want that for that.
All right, let me tell you.
I put that foot in my mouth.
As your homie.
As your homie.
Don't tell that story to nobody. If you do tell that story, you no. If you do tell that story from now on, you tell it like this. I fucked the shit out there, bitch, like that. You don't say nothing about you, nothing with the foot in your mouth. You're not listening to me. Don't tell nobody else that. I'm going to name that episode, Jay Tuck Ain't Nut With No Foot In His Mouth, all right?
Yeah.
You did not. I'm going to edit all this shit out. It's just going
like,
to hear me talking.
Like, it make it sound like no penetration would happen.
Y'all going to hear it. Yeah, that's it. That's what I'm trying to get you to see. No. Don't tell nobody else.
Sexual relations.
You digging a deeper hole.
I was digging a deep hole.
Oh, my fucking God.
Yes, sir. That hole took me down.
I wouldn't tell the soul. And if I did, I would have been like, yeah. Wow, boy. Really?
Okay.
Really, sir?
That was your feeling in mind. She was smaller. She was like, damn, Madonna or something.
What?
She was working out. She had choking me.
All right.
What else bitch you look like? You remember Sanaa Lathan?
Yes, sir.
I'm seeing a picture. She got married. I knew she was going to get married.
I fall to my hood.
I knew she was going to get married. She still ain't married. What y'all think is not Hollywood
doing? We don't know these people. We just see them on TV.
That's a fact. Bitch, you got money and you look that good.
That put me in the mind of that Neil Long shit with the coach. And you know, everybody.
Shit, look at Halle Berry. Shit.
Right. Well, everybody was like, how could you cheat on Nia? How could you do that to Nia? And somebody, a random nigga in the comments was like, y'all don't know that bitch and how she is at home. Not saying, and I really have to validate. Not saying that it was okay for him to cheat on her or, you know, any of that situation was cool. But you don't know what the fuck she was saying.
You don't know if that man was neglected.
She was an actor too. You don't know if she not at home. But what I can tell you about him and this man, he see this bitch every day. She work in the same field he working in. They got that. That's a common factor right there.
Right there with him.
Yeah. She like, hey, do this, do that, and do that. And that shit worked one time. They done had several work conversations like that.
Underrated?
What you mean underrated?
Like somebody that people don't really think about like that. But you're wrong.
I probably got a full list. I just don't know their names really.
Get a movie role. I got two.
Bro, with you.
I think one of them just died too though.
Who?
The mama from Parenthood. The mama from Jason Lee. I was so attracted to that woman, dog, as a youngster. She had, that's where my affinity for dreads come from. She had dreads, that chocolate ass skin, bro. I love that.
That's a lot of them, though. You tell me.
Another bit. She rock.
This nigga hip.
Well, it's two of them. The other one is Debbie from Friday. Whatever movie she on, I'll be one to bang her.
Debbie?
Not Debbie, that's me alone. What's the bitch name? Duana. What's her name?
Duana.
Craig girl.
I know you talk about, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. She cold for real.
Tell her when I see you.
Yeah, she
that.
Just play a lot of hood roles.
Movie,
she play a lot of hood roles. Yeah.
Baby. This is young. I was fucking.
What you was attracted to?
Even when she played that hoe and Hustle and Flow.
This nigga here, bro.
I can't even think of no fucking underrated at the night.
This nigga got up.
Jack A. Even when she was their mom, knocked up Big Smile, man.
I would have knocked off on Friday at the Knick.
That was the one.
Is that her sister?
No,
who that is?
Kim Whitley. When she was falling, too.
I'll fold her
when
ass
she
up.
She playing sugar. What up?
Oh my god.
I'll fold her ass up.
Hey, you got a fat ass.
Sir. Sir. She look like she got that crease right there. That dick bitch crease.
Bro, remember when they went up there to the room? Hey, get your toe up.
Sir,
I want to put the bitch.
That thick bitch crease.
Oh,
wow,
bitch.
What is
dog.
The thick bitch crease? The fold right here. Under the
belly. With them thighs and that ass and all that stomach meat right there.
Oh. That's like the yams and macaroni, chick.
Look, I'm finna fold your ass up. And look.
That's your ride.
I can lay on your ass. Look at your soul. Don't get me started over here with that.
Nasty time. We'll be back.
That's why
I
be like, why would you wait? Niggas like this.
Niggas what? Like this shit. You feel me? I mean, but look, people, it just depends on what you fuck with. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like some skinny women got that smoke too, bro. Like, I can't name them people. What are you talking about, bro?
An underrated act
album. I wasn't saying an act. I'm just saying people act like just because you thick, you know, it's some thick bitches that can't take dick.
I know some skinny bitches.
It's some skinny motherfuckers you got to put your spot. You got to touch that whole spine.
For me, I got to, it got to be a super attractive. Like, if you're skinny, you got to have a raw ass face. For me to have
that means that's 89% of them. What you talking about?
Oh, that's a high number.
For real? I mean,
that's a high number.
Of what I have touched.
Okay, yeah.
I ain't going to say because, like,
you, Trey Songz, little brother. On my end, the thicker bitches is more 89% pretty faces.
If you pretty, you pretty.
No,
regardless of your size.
That's a fact. But we said you put a number on 89% of skinny bitches.
I'm saying
before you saying you touch.
Okay, yeah.
So I'm thinking on my end. Okay, I come from Chicago. I never skinny bitches in Chicago.
Really?
Yeah.
That's disappointing.
Why can't Louisiana?
Oh, world check.
In 7th grade, I'm like, damn, it's built like the teachers. All of them had pretty face. Like, the whole, at Washington Junior High,
yes, sir.
That ain't nobody like, or the ugliest hoe. That bitch would have been a star in Chicago. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
These bitches in Chicago were like Chief Keef.
Look, me and my homies talk about this all the time. The women that we used to make fun of all the time.
Hold up.
Cold as fuck. Cold as fuck. The women that people made fun of said, oh, she kind of fat. Cold exactly as fuck. Right. Not even shook back. Was fine then. You know what I'm saying? Because think about how the world changed. Niggas wasn't looking for thick bitches then. All the bitches in the videos were slim. They might have had some ass. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Thick bitches ain't get into.
I always liked fat girls. Like, I ain't like thick bitches. I like fat girls.
The thing with it is that it's society, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, society, they'll define what's attractive for you, and you'll be you will fall in line with that shit until you find yourself.
Yeah. I was just speaking on my point.
Yeah. You will fall in line.
Because to be honest, my grandma, when we lived in Chicago, she ain't allow us to watch like music videos and shit.
Shit.
Like, we weren't watching no shows or something. We weren't watching music videos.
Your mama like, wasn't at home, so
if I was attracted to you, it was simply off your personality, your face, or your body. Like, ain't nobody can phone, ain't nobody ever. No music, no none of that. Like, even when Lil Wayne was my favorite nigga, he was talking about yellow bitches. I still didn't like yellow bitches. And that's because my family yellow. So it's like, you gonna look like one of my family. You're a yellow bitch, you gonna look like one of my sisters.
Yeah, hey, bitch, I brought home with light skin.
The one on. I dated, they used to, swear to God, that was my sister. Oh, they used to piss me off. Man, that's Kwani? No, Kwani is 200 pounds bigger than her and a foot taller than her. No, that ain't no motherfucker. They used to drive the fuck out.
Oh, my God.
Bluetooth disconnected. Bluetooth connected.
I ain't got a lot of skinny coochie on my
phone. Smoke.
Yeah. Smoke. I got some.
Smoke.
You ever had the skinny coochie that had like the big ass bone in the thigh? Like from what? The coochie bone?
What? Like
she all pussy.
What is that?
Okay. It's a moose knuckle.
I had a skinny one with a fat coochie. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the big ass one you can put on and drop it and it jiggle like that. Like, for real, excuse me. Lips on her shit. I used to fuck up
just
for that. She was ugly. I ain't
lying. I fucking used to skin a bitch.
Remember the ponytails that bitches used to have?
Your little ass.
Like this.
Yeah, tiny.
And then feel
you smoke. You were just over there with them for the availability, huh?
No.
This nigga is.
It was fat. It probably was because the look of it. Oh, they about to sweat too.
Dog, I think I'm too visual though, man. Like, I want to see a motherfucker face.
Yeah,
I'm
trying to think.
Like, that just made me. Like, I'm too blue.
I'm all five senses.
Like, you got to look like something. Oh, I mean, but with that though, I like any.
I gotta definitely be attractive.
Any self-respecting woman gonna make sure she smell good when you get there. Any self. We already know your situation with that. But I'm just saying, any self-respecting woman, she gonna wash that pussy and her ass before you get there. Then I used to be so mad at this girl because we go to the club, she had this cold ass dress on, makeup did, and she get home like 30 minutes before I be. I'm like, I'm on the way. Bitch, I get there, she got the moo moo on. I'm like, bitch, I'm just saying. No, G.
Man, that moo moo get your ass.
I just seen her in the club with this cold ass dress on, the whole thing.
Come on, take it off.
That's what fucked me up. No, no, no.
Come on, take it off.
You did this for all these people you don't know.
Facts.
What?
Put your bonnet on, put the movement on. No. High step it. All of us getting off.
I mean, I'll put another clean dress on, but I'm not finna.
That's cool.
Put the same dress on that I had on in the club. I can sweat it and smoke it.
Dressed up with. Home. If I ain't taking this shit off you, or if you don't want me taking it off, you want to go in the bathroom, brush it up, whatever. Okay. Do that. You come out with that moon on, you damn that pretty.
I mean, you go freshen up. That's fine, but shit, I just seen you in all of these. I mean, if you're going to take a shower, at least just come out naked.
Just seeing you in there.
Come out naked.
Seeing you just. Walking them hills,
you know.
Oh, if I know, I'm not gonna put no.
She didn't change into some shit to where it didn't turn me off almost. Only reason my dick hard is I got the hen aim in that.
On my t-shirt, we put on my t-shirt, and that thing jumped in that t-shirt. Where we at?
I'm sleep on the swim bitches, so either.
But you know what? When the slim bitches start getting big, that'd be beautiful.
Oh.
That'd be beautiful. I just can't do it. Like, then
do what?
The slim bitches. Like, I can't. Which, you got to. I ain't going to say I can't do slim bitches, but you got to have something for me to grip, get warm with.
Grip that motherfucker? What you talking about?
The slim bitch?
Oh, I used to have a slim bitch.
I used to have my slim, like Tiana Taylor slim. That's a slim fit. Yeah. For real? Slim fit.
She thicker than a motherfucker.
She not really thick. It's just how it look on TV.
No, she's just proportioned very well.
She proportioned very well.
Dog, I'm telling you.
She's not thick.
You know how you like that. You know, you, that's some wild shit to say. But you know how she, how you used to a thick motherfucker? You get a handful of that, you know what I'm saying? That hand gonna sink to that ass. That shit ain't gonna happen with that slim fit. You probably can grab both of her ass cheeks with one hand.
Ah, that's bad.
But you seeing that on TV, bad. But that's how that's gonna go. But I'm telling you, how you treat that motherfucker, this little slow used motherfucker used to always tell me, she said, boy, you treat me like I'm thick as fuck. You touch mm-hmm. me like my booty big as fuck.
You ever seen one of the bitches that's built like a damn keyboard? Like they look thick in the front, but when they turn around, it's straight disappointed.
Yes. I know a motherfucker that's all thighs.
That's
and she not ugly or nothing. Like if
worst.
You see her walking towards you,
I'll pay for your VPN.
If you see her walking what? Towards you, you're gonna be like, yay!
I'll pay for
your head gonna be ready to turn, and once she get past you, you're gonna be like, well, see, what the fuck?
That won't get a I'll follow everybody like that and have to pay for a VPN. We can't
pay for no VPN. But you know what you're saying? That pussy might be fire. Fire. You saying that once that skin and them thighs start
I gotta throw some ass. I know what I'm attracted to.
I'm attracted to that too. What's that?
And I know girls who would look like they ain't got no ass.
Yeah.
But when they that motherfucker
that's a lot of slim bitches, though.
And they get that wiggle dick.
That's a lot of slim motherfuckers. I got you.
You know, she used to slim until that's that sneaky weight.
No. That shit don't pop out until she doing some shit like riding your shit and that motherfucker.
Oh, so you just go home and get comfortable.
That motherfucker just moved.
Put a little put my t-shirt on. Wait a minute. You got a wiggle back. Come here. Let me see something. You smack her. Wait a minute. Then they do that little arch that should be up there.
Oh yeah.
You didn't snuck it all the ass.
Snuck his ass up in here.
You didn't confiscate his ass. Two.
Not confiscated.
You ain't had his ass when I first met you. What you been doing?
I'm gonna be freaked out though, boy.
I like what somebody said, you put this ass in.
I didn't know such thing, man.
Y'all be liking that shit.
No, I ain't lying. I bet you lying, but you know, it wasn't there when I first started hitting it.
I didn't know such thing.
It wasn't there when I first started hitting it. When I go to court, I'm going to ask court, can I get my ass back in my head?
All right, I want to thank y'all for listening to another episode of these. Who, Miss Moran?
Oh my God.
Miss Moran.
Good night.
I only want to ask you. No,
don't.
You got anything else, bro? Thank y'all for listening to another episode of these.